Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies of blue.
The Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, including my mother and my wife, the mother of my three beautiful children who are all awake and having a good time this morning together. So happy Mother's Day to everyone. Now let's get back into the phone lines and answer some questions here. So we do have some more calls. So Nathan, who's up next?
Jill's in Hudson.
Jill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I had bought it's called a gumbo pink azalea, and then a Justin Bowers boxwood.
Yep.
And my question is it says when I was looking it up that I'm in zone B, 5B, and it says if you it's not winter hardy if you live north of zone 6. So I'm just kind of wondering, did I buy the wrong things, and are they going to get a lot of winter damage and die off?
So have you already put them in?
No, I just bought them yesterday, and then I was reading about them, and I've been having trouble with some azaleas in front. They seem to live for like 3 years, and then they die. They get too much winter damage, and they just end up dying off. So I'm wondering about if I bought the right things.
Okay, so the Justin Bauer boxwood, that one is one that we could protect a little bit because it stays small, right? It's a dwarf compared to others. So that one, you know, for the winter months, we could really look at it and say, all right, let's either put some burlap around it, put some salt marsh hay around the base, those types of things. So that one I would think would be okay on that. Just as a rule, you know, just for that. I think the Justin Browers can actually go down to zone 5 for the boxwood, so I think you're okay with that. So I'm almost 100% positive that you'll be able to do you know, Justin Bowers there.
Yeah.
Now, you said
another
go ahead.
Called a gumbo pink azalea.
Yep.
And I do live on the top. I live on a hill, the top of a hill, so I don't know if that makes a difference either. You know, it's quite a tall hill, so in Hudson, New Hampshire. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this is the thing, right? So they say that it's ideal for zones 6 to 8. But where you're right on that borderline where you're not far from six. But I have seen it in zone fives. I've seen it in Maine itself as well. So I think you're going to be okay. And one of the things we do is because both of these are smaller shrubs, right? They're not getting, you know, 6-8 feet tall. They're 3 to 4 feet. So yeah. On both of these, what I would look for you to do in the winter time is to use a product like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop, because that's going to hold the moisture in the plant, which is going to help decrease the process of winter damage, right? Because it keeps the moisture where it needs to be. Because winter damage, really, what it is the plant dries out, and because the soil is frozen, can't get any of the moisture in there, and the wind will dry everything out, and it'd be in, and that's what causes the damage. Whereas I wouldn't cover it because it still needs to get the light, everything along those lines. But I think where by using the wilt proof, right, it's going to hold the moisture in the leaves over the winter. And that's going to help protect it. It's like the same thing. You're basically, it's like putting a blanket around it in essence with, and by holding the moisture in the plant, because that's what it wants. You could also throw leaves around the base of it, right? So, you know, any of the leaves that, you know, that fall from the trees around the area, just push them into the planting beds. And what will end up happening is that'll hold some of the heat, and not heat, but hold the temperatures the same level, into the soil.
Okay.
You know, it's about protecting them for the winter. Mm-hmm. It's also about deep watering to get them established. And so when you've planted them, what I'd like you to do when it comes to watering would be to, instead of just sitting there with a hose and watering it, letting the cup fill up and then the, you know, if you letting the whole area fill up with water and then walk away, what I'd want you to do is just take a hose, put it on the plants at a trickle. So water's barely coming out, and leave it on each one of them for about 15 to 20 minutes. Because what that does is it allows the water to slowly seep to where it needs to go versus just kind of flushing through the plant quickly. All right, so when the large amount of water comes through, it kind of just goes through the system and the roots don't have as much time to pull the water as you're watering. And what will happen is the roots at the top will just pull as much as they can, but the roots below, those feeder roots, the ones that are getting you the nutrients, all those things, aren't getting the water as much if you just water, you know, with a watering can, or you just sit there and just fill the basin up. That's why the drip method helps get the water further down, which means your roots will go further down, looking for more nutrients, more everything, and help develop.
Okay. Is filling the hole with water before you put it in, you know, to plant it, does that help too? Or?
It does, because what you're doing there is you're helping any of the air pockets that might be in there. So what I've always done, and I think is one of the ways that everyone should be planting, is fill the hole when you're planting and backfilling, fill it halfway, right? Push the soil down around the plant, and then water thoroughly. Because what that also does is that helps if there's any air pockets underneath the plant or air pockets around it, it pushes that soil to where it needs to go. And then it's pulling the soil so it's a tight around to the plant, so the root system doesn't go into air. It goes into soil. And then once you've planted it, from there, that's when you can, water again thoroughly. So I think watering multiple times while you're planting is very helpful. And then from there, the trickle method is the best way because it slowly seeps in.
Once a day or a couple times a week?
So when you're establishing your plant, it's going to be a little bit more often. It can take up to, you know, 4 to 6 months for it to be established. But I'm not saying you need to water every day. In drought conditions, you might need to water a little bit more. But probably every couple days to get it established. Once, you know, and it's, again, we seem to have almost a drought every year. And so during drought conditions, you're going to need to water a little bit more often to make sure it establishes itself. The other thing I'd look for you to do is use a product from Espoma called Biotone. Biotone's a starter fertilizer that will help the root system as it's getting going so that it can establish a better root system for the long term of the plant.
Do you water that in or do you put it in the hole?
So you put it in the hole. You would mix it into the soil as you're planting. And then water the whole plant in, and you should be fine. Right? It's like a granular form, a little bit of powder mixed into it because it is, as it breaks down. But it goes into the soil, and it has what's called mycorrhizae. Mycorrhizae is a beneficial fungus that attacks the root system in such a way that the root system explodes and gets bigger. That means it can get the nutrients easier and the water easier. So you're really just helping it.
Okay. And tenting it with a piece of wood, like a tent over for the winter.
That might not hurt, so any snow could fall off of it. I do have to hit a break. If you have some more questions, hang tight.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Jill, what else can we help you with to make it taken care of, if you're with me? So, I'm sorry. So Jill's not there. I didn't answer her questions. I am all out of sorts today. I apologize, everybody. We have another call on the line. So we're going to go to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Ed's in Cape Cod.
Ed, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, Patrick, good to talk to you. Lawn question.
Sure.
1,100 square foot lawn. It was looking very bad, a lot of bare spots. Because of your show, I went with the Jonathan Green program.
Yep.
What I did a month ago on the 18th, I aerated it by hand, raked it, gave it a good raking, tried to loosen the soil on those bare spots. I did a soil test just for pH. That was just a little bit low. Put down the Magic Cal.
Yep.
Then I put down the starting and seed.
Yep.
Fertilizer. Then I, on the 20th, I overseeded with Black Beauty Original.
Mm-hmm.
And it's looking great. It's looking great.
Okay.
My question, I haven't mowed it yet. My question is fertilizing again. What would you suggest? I like the Jonathan Green product, so I figure I'd go with that.
Okay. Now, when was the last time you seeded again? Fertilized?
Last summer.
Okay, so you haven't fertilized yet this season, other than the seeding sodding that you put down?
Correct. And everything looks good. The existing grass that was there, everything looks really green and healthy right now.
Okay. I would honestly look at just using either the lawn food from Jonathan Green. So they have two of them. There's a green bag. It's called Very Green Lawn Food. That has more nitrogen and potassium in it. Whereas the lawn food that they have that's organic has a lot, is really like a 10-0-1 or something along those lines. So you're going to either have a very, the very the lawn food that is, we'll call it a synthetic. It's just non-organic, a lot more to the fertilization, right? So that might be something I would do versus using like a weed and feed or something like that, because with if you just put a lawn down and you've really, it's establishing, they actually say on the back of the bag in fine print, do not use step two if you just recently seeded. Right? So the step two would be the weed and feed.
Right, yeah.
So you just want to go with just a fertilizer. It's going to have the high nitrogen level of 29, and then nothing in the phosphorus, and then 3 on the potassium, so a little bit to go all around. But it's going to green everything up. The other thing I would look at doing, is there another option, is instead of just going to a lawn food next, if you have some thinning patches on the lawn, and if you haven't already, I would recommend going over the whole lawn again with grass seed for a second time, and then using that seeding sodding again.
Okay. Right?
But 6 weeks, you have to use that seeding sodding would be 6 weeks after the first time you put it down.
Okay. So I've got a couple more weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you put it down too early, if you put it down too early, you could burn the lawn, and we don't want to do that. So that's why we want to wait the 6 weeks. But what that'll do is long term, the lawn will be thicker and stronger, which means less weeds. So a second seeding this season is going to make that lawn more grass. And it's going to take the areas that are that don't have seed and fill it in and not allow weed seeds from other yards or, you know, anywhere come into your lawn and take over. So this is a good way to do it. So again, once 6 weeks happens, more grass seed and the seeding sodding again. And then 6 weeks after that, that's when you could use like a summer survival or a lawn food as well. Okay, I do have to take a break. If you have more, hang tight with me. If not, you have a great rest of your day. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9-pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump canceling his outdoor rally in Iowa yesterday because of a tornado watch across the state. Both he and Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis were scheduled to hold separate events in Iowa, but only DeSantis showed up talking about what he would do at the border.
I'd shut down the border immediately. Why are we letting this happen?
President Biden delivering yesterday's commencement address at Howard University. Pope Francis calling for peace in a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. A rare heat wave expected to bring 90-degree temperatures to the Pacific Northwest today. Both Portland and Seattle forecast to hit 90 degrees. Brittany Griner back on the basketball court after a 10-month detainment in Russia last year. The WNBA star made her long-awaited return on Friday. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And happy Mother's Day to everybody out there who is a mother. We appreciate everything you do. A lot of us wouldn't be here, obviously, without you. So thank you for that. Now, it's going to be a beautiful day today to get out there, plant something, do some things in the garden, right? I think it's very important to enjoy it while we can, because obviously we'll probably get another drought this year, and we're still seeing those effects to it. So hopefully we can, you know, get prepared for a drought, right? Getting things taken care of, getting things, you know, fertilized now. Watered now, getting them in the right area, the right soil, right? And when I think of soil, when it comes to this time of year, a lot of you might be doing raised beds or container gardening. And I'll tell you, for container plants, one of the best, if not the best, potting mix out there is the Espoma Organic Potting Mix. I've been doing a lot of research on potting mixes recently, and I'll tell you, this is a number one. It's just what you need to keep everything in the container happy and healthy. It's heavy enough that it's going to keep the plant where it needs to be, but at the same time, light enough so the roots can really balance the air and moisture that it needs. Now, Espoma has what's called the touch test. And when you grab a handful of their soil, you can just feel the difference. There is such a huge difference between that and some of the other brands out there. It just feels like things want to grow in it. On top of that, what they have is what's called Mycotone. It's a special blend of mycorrhizae, right? So they've taken that idea of the biotone, but it's just the mycorrhizae in there. That mycorrhizae is going to beneficially attack your root system in such a way that you're going to have stronger roots. And so your vegetables, your plants, indoors and out, will grow bigger. There'll be more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms and fruit. Now, Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of a complete line of all-natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, I bring this up and talk about their soil many reasons, but the major reason is starting with the best means you're going to get the best out of your plants. So starting with the best mix is the way to go. So really look into it and don't just grab another bag because, oh, that's what it is. I just need soil. Do the right thing for your plant and get that Espoma organic potting mix. Okay. You can go to their website, espoma.com, to get more information of all the products they do. We've talked a lot about their fertilizers and what we should be doing. But the soil for you is another one to really look at. Now, we've talked about fertilizing a lot today with our plants. Even though we know there was some damage from the winter, and we know that our plants are just not doing well, and you're saying, maybe I give up. Well, don't give up on those plants. And even the plants that did well, that came back without an issue, we need to fertilize those too. Because that drought that we had last year of epic proportions, I mean, that was one of the worst droughts I've seen in a long time. Our plants were stressed. Then they went into the winter stressed. And then we had a bad winter, so they had some damage to them. Now, if you didn't fertilize or do anything to them, a lot of them didn't make it. But those ones that did make it, we need to give something back to those plants. When we're sick or weak, right, we take medicine. We try to, you know, get chicken noodle soup, right? Think of it that way, that your plants need some medicine or some chicken noodle soup to get stronger and bigger for you this year. Espoma products are the ones that I will recommend forever when it comes to fertilizing your trees and shrubs. They've been doing it what seems like forever, almost 100 years. We're 6 years away from 100 years for them. So they know what they're doing. One thing I also want you to do is look at the package of the product that you purchase. Now, I say Espoma, right? You can use whatever you want to use. That's the great thing about this, is that's up to you. But the one thing that I say for all of this, no matter what, is follow the instructions. Follow the instructions on the bag. More is not better. More can harm the plant. Use exactly what they say to use. Find the measurements that are on the bag and follow them to a T. I'll tell you, if we do too much, you're going to see some of the same damage as before. Where if you do just enough, your plants will reward you. We're seeing a lot of winter damage right now. But I know for a fact, because I've seen it, and I know a lot of people who have done it and had success, when you fertilize, when you see some of that winter damage, your plant will bounce back. It's going to do more for you. Now, the other thing we need to be looking at, even for established plants, is watering our plants today and this spring. While there's not watering restrictions out there yet, because there will be, while there's not watering restrictions, watering your plants is going to help them get through if we do have a drought later on. Not that they can sit there and store up the water, but they're going to grow stronger and be able to make it through extended periods of time without rain or watering, right? So last year, remember, in July, August, September, I don't think we had like one day of rain. Your plants couldn't get the water. And they're only going, it's only going to help you to water them now to get them into those levels. So this is the time frame where we look at doing something for preventative measures, right? So the container gardens that I was talking about that you're using, use a product like Soil Moist, right? They have little pellets. They're not really pellets. For lack of a better word, they're little pellets on them, right? That will absorb water and expand up to 40 times the size of them. And they'll hold the water in the plant and slowly release it into the plant as time goes on. Now, it's the same thing that is used in a baby's diaper, right? To absorb when the baby goes to the bathroom, it keeps it into that diaper. It's like that same idea. So it's keeping it where it needs to be, contained into that area, and that's what's doing in a container gardening container garden, or even you can use it in the planting, you know, in your vegetable garden, putting it around the plants to keep the moisture in there. This is another one. More is not better. You will notice that if you put too much, what will happen is it causes little volcanoes to erupt around it of this little gelatin-looking product, right? Because you put too much. So that's something to be thinking about when we're doing container gardening or vegetable gardening in the garden, doing this as a preemptive product, knowing that we could have a drought later. Now, another product that you can use on the lawn, vegetable garden, your shrubs, trees, product out there called Hydratane. Hydratane comes in a liquid form and a granular form. But what it does is it helps pull moisture from the air and keep that moisture in the ground. Because when we get humid weather, right, there's moisture in the air and it pulls into where it needs to go with the plant and can cut your watering up to 50%. Again, it can be used on vegetable gardens, container gardens, trees, shrubs, lawns, everything. But all these things that I'm talking about need to be established before we get into a drought. We usually think about them when we hit the drought or when it gets too dry and we say, oh man, I wish I'd use this. Now's the time to get ahead of it, to get established into the system of your plants, your lawn, and garden. Again, these products can cut your watering down by 50%. Now think about it, 50% of nothing is, well, still nothing, but if the moisture was already there, it's cutting it back. There's moisture sitting there a little bit, and it's going to give something because it's going to pull from the air. So again, that product is Hydratane, comes in a granular form or a liquid form where you can just attach to the hose and spray over everything. And the previous product I was talking about was the Soil Moist, right? Both of those products can be found at local garden centers. I'm telling you to think about it now versus July and August when it's dry out there, because it's not going to establish as well, as good, right? You need to do it now while we do have at least some moisture in the air going and working its way. Now, last week I talked about how my town has a watering ban, if you will. It's not really a watering ban. It's suggesting we're at level one right now, and it's stating water on even or odd days. Just keep it consistent. And the more and more I thought about it, I was like, man, we really are almost already in a drought. It barely has rained, and when it rains, it's only a little bit. So we need to get ahead of it. So I love the fact that my town is preemptively looking at it and saying, let's cut it back a little bit now. Let's be proactive versus reactive. So I'd love to see you guys do that. That's why I bring up these ideas of cutting watering back by using these products. Because it's going to help keep the moisture in the soil where it needs to be longer into the season. So by thinking about it now and preemptively saying, I'm not going to water as much, I'm going to do something to make sure the water stays and build from there. That's where mulching comes in. That's where compost comes into the soil. Maybe it's mulching your vegetable garden this season to keep the moisture in the soil. And I'm not necessarily saying just go get bark mulch. Maybe it's getting a thicker layer of an organic, like enriching type mulch, putting that over the top of your vegetable garden. So it's doing two things, holding the moisture in and slowly seeping that good organic material into the soil and helping it. Think about it. We're going to take a break. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I wanted to get right into that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I just heard you talking about that soil moist.
Yeah.
When would you put that on? When, on the top or?
So you try to mix it into the soil a little bit so it's a little bit further down. So it looks like little granules. It's
yeah.
Just little pellets. So you want to, you don't want to mix it thoroughly in the soil, so it's way down, but you want to add it to the soil so that it will hold that moisture. I'm trying to think the exact they got a couple like how-to videos on their website of the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can kind of see, like, what it does. It grows really big. It 40 times the size of it is what it'll get to. I've always just kind of mixed it in the top couple inches,
mm-hmm.
right? So that it's there. It's not all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
But it couldn't hurt if you're using, like, a container, right?
Mm-hmm.
And mixing it throughout the whole container, knowing, you know, based on the size of the pot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on their website right now. So if we're doing a container that is, we're going to call it 5 gallons, right?
Yeah.
And we have 5 of it. They actually have a calculator on there of how much you need to use.
Okay.
So you need 2 tablespoons or 1 ounce per 5-gallon container,
mm.
right? And you mix that in, you water it in as you normally would. So what I like to, one of the things is with it, is since it's a granular, sometimes it'll move its way down when you water, just like a, you know, a heavier, if you go into a light soil mix and you put mm-hmm. something that's heavier when you water, sometimes it either floats to the top or it goes all the way down. So that's why I like to mix it in to get it to there.
Okay.
I'm finding a note here, finally, it took me a second, I apologize, that is saying do not top dress it or place on the surface, right?
Oh, yeah.
You want to put it into the soil because it can get, you just pop right up. It's like if it's too close to the surface, what it kind of does is creates like little volcanoes.
Uh-huh.
And it just basically erupts in the soil and you're like, all right, I have an insect. But then you look closer and it's these little granules.
Oh.
Okay. So mix it into the soil, water it in, and then it will slowly fill in those areas, and the moisture will slowly, you know, go into the plant as you want it.
Okay.
But for more, like, info on it, Soil Moist has a website. It's just soilmoist.com.
Okay.
Okay?
And I have another question.
Sure.
I raised one cantaloupe plant and one watermelon plant.
Yep.
When's the safe time to put them out?
So you should be in the next week or so.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Right? The last frost is about around this week and next week. And you're kind of at the same level as where I am. If you were to draw like a line across the U.S., you'd be like in that same region, probably a little bit lower. So you'd be right around now. They say the last frost where I am is about May 20th, May 21st, so around Memorial Day. So you're probably pretty close.
Okay.
I'd wait another week just to be safe. Just keep an eye out. If you see anything that's getting in the low 30s at night,
yeah,
that's where it becomes an issue.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. But I think we're almost out of the weeds, if you will, when it comes to that.
Okay. And I have a plastic. One time I got a plastic, and it said it keeps the warmth in the ground.
Yeah, no, it does. It will. Huh. It's just we also don't want it to affect the top growth, and that's what the frost does is it just sits. It comes down and sits on the leaves and will cause those to get damaged. So the soil is good, but we want to make sure the top is. And if you put it out, you could put, like, a blanket over it, too.
What about fertilizing?
Fertilizing a couple weeks after it's established in the plant.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.